Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Time now to open up the entertainment page.
I'm ready to be entertained, EB.
I'm always here for you, buddy.
All right,
of course,
good.
The entertainment page is driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right there on the website, bmwfairfax.com. Take one for a test drive. You're going to love it. The handling, the steering, the braking, all that. When you get there, make sure you mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star, absolutely regardless. All right, this is kind of weird. We talked about Burning Man, and I don't know what kind of weirdos like to go to Burning Man. But I guess if you're into like banging lots of people, they have an orgy dome, which is a big giant tent. It looks like a Diddy party you could have there. And apparently it was blown over by the storm or something.
Mm-hmm. Opponent.
Yeah, so yeah, we're talking about all the dust storms and the high winds and how it was affecting Burning Man yesterday. I came across this story and we didn't really know much about Burning Man other than there's possible DJs. You know, like a bunch of rich people always go there.
And we don't want to be anywhere near there.
A lot of drugs.
Yeah, these DJs don't want to be at Burning Man.
But I didn't realize the amount of free love that was at these events.
Yeah, he said love.
So, or they actually even have their own Instagram site, Orgy Dome. So you can just go to at Orgy Dome, and you can see the big tent setup that they had there. And thank God it's kind of been blown down because now, you know, people be saved from STDs and everything else. God only knows what would go on in there, right, Cakes?
I think I know what's going on in there.
Yeah.
From the sound of it.
It's freaking gross. I love me some adult entertainment and I like, you know, hitting the skins.
Yeah.
But that is gross.
I mean, in the middle of the desert, dust storms everywhere.
Sex with a bunch of strangers like that? Are you kidding? Mm. Bunch of kids just trading on their STDs to everybody?
Better wrap those rascals.
I think that's my
advice to everybody out there.
It looks like, so when you go there, you need to provide ID and the participants need to be sober enough to give consent.
Right.
But there's no mention of health or testing required for entry.
Yeah, right. They're not passing out condoms or anything.
My guess is there's a billion condoms.
Yeah, I guess so. We talked about the Netflix K-pop Demon Hunters. Well, apparently now, Cakes, it's now the number one Netflix movie all time.
Really?
It's now had over, how long has it been out? A week? It's now had over a
couple weeks.
236 million views.
Wow. Who knew?
I've listened to all the tunes.
I had no idea this is such a thing.
Yeah.
That one we played yesterday is very catchy. In fact, when I went to the bathroom, they're playing the Latin music today, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Patricia and Chepe were talking about the movie, and I heard Golden being played.
Not sure I would recognize it, but maybe I would if I was paying attention.
We played it yesterday.
Yeah. My son watched it with his cousin. We had my little niece over last week, and they watched it. They seemed to be entertained. I don't know what the target audience is.
I wouldn't have any idea.
Is it like 15-year-old girls or something? I have no idea.
Sure. Younger than
I don't
that.
Know.
Even younger than that?
I think it's younger. After our discussion the other day, I put it on for my girls.
They loved it?
No.
They're too young.
They were too young for that. Yeah.
So my niece is in probably fourth grade. Is that like the prime demo? Yeah.
That's 7
prime
to 12.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson is in one of those weird bits again. Remember how we had some of these actresses, and they're kind of like cradling and canoodling with that one actor. And remember in public, like on the red carpet?
Pedro Pascal?
Yeah. Well, there's been another incident, and this one's involving like Scarlett Johansson and her co-star Jonathan Bailey. But I guess it's another deal where this guy Jonathan Bailey is like openly gay, and so no one cares. Like Scarlett Johansson's husband doesn't care. Colin Jost.
Jost.
He doesn't care.
The host of Colin Jost, host of Pop Culture Jeopardy, which, not surprisingly, easier than regular Jeopardy.
That would be the Jeopardy I could
SNL's
spin.
News.
Also of SNL's News. Yeah, true.
Apparently he's a co-head writer at SNL.
Yeah.
But yeah, he says he doesn't care. He's an openly gay guy. But like in the photo, it's kind of a sultry photo, Cakes, where Jonathan Bailey, who I don't think I know him, if I saw him, all you can see is some dude like trying to take a bite out of her neck.
Ah, like he's a vampire.
It's kind of a hot photo.
I still remember a scene with her when I went to see Match Point with JP. JP still doesn't get the ending.
That's she's confusing.
She's making out with the lead. Uh-huh. I can't remember his name. Like in a meadow or a field, and it's raining.
Wasn't Jude Law in the movie?
I don't think so. Jude Law? Wasn't Jude Law? I can't remember his name. I have to look it up. I mean, it's a pretty titillating scene for a movie that it's not really like designed for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, this is kind of hot.
It's kind of working for you.
Yeah, it's kind of working for me.
Was
correct.
That the Jonathan Rhys Meyers
yes,
dude?
Yeah, she's making out with him.
Yeah,
that's he kills her. Spoiler alert, the movie's been out for 20-some years.
What was the movie?
Sorry.
With Bill Murray, where I liked in the opening scene where she's like in the undies.
Lost in Translation.
I thought that was a hot scene.
Right.
We're just looking at her in her little panties.
Mm-hmm. She's a smoke show.
Lil Nas X said yesterday that his arrest and jail time were, quote, terrifying cakes. I bet.
Why was he running around naked and attacking officers?
I think he was out of his mind.
Because he's on drugs, I would guess.
He was charged with attacking L.A. police officers. His real name, Montero Lamar Hill, pleaded not guilty to 4 felony counts on Monday and was released after spending the weekend in jail. In a video he posted to Instagram, he smiled, shook his head, and said these last 4 days have been terrifying. But he added with a laugh, your girl is going to be okay. She's going to be all right. I guess referring to himself. Doing a little shtick there.
Okay, got it.
So Lil Nas X, we'll see how that case pans out. If you're interested, he hadn't had a hit in years, right? Is his career pretty much over?
Tell you his latest his latest offerings.
Will Smith is being killed. He just can't get on good footing again with people.
He can't get out of his own way.
The whole slapping incident, that was the end, I think, for him.
Beginning of the end.
And now he's putting out, he got a new album or something?
He's trying to promote his, I think it's current or upcoming tour.
Yes.
And everybody online is saying that it's a mortal lock that he's using AI imagery to show the crowd. He's showing these crowd shots that have people holding up like posters with misspelled words, people that are all moving in the same direction at the same time. It couldn't be more AI generated.
It's so obvious.
And everybody's like, what are you doing? Like, right. We know that there aren't this many people showing up for a Will Smith concert in the year of our Lord 2025. Right. What are you doing?
Some of the
trying
quotes,
to dupe everybody.
Imagine being this rich and famous and having to use AI footage of crowds.
It's embarrassing.
LOL, fake AI crowd. The crowd is all AI. LMFAO. everyone's just killing him in the comments, Cakes.
Why? I mean, do you know anybody in your circle that would go to a Will Smith concert in the year 2025?
No.
Do you?
No.
Anybody in this room? Drab? Mike Maher?
If you paid
if he
me.
Was if he was in Dewey.
He was at Secrets.
If he was in Dewey and he was at the Starboard and he was singing Summertime,
yeah, of course.
Then I would go.
Yes, but yeah. I mean, you're not going to go see him in like Jiffy Lube Live. You're not going to go pay to see him at the Anthem.
Of course
no,
not.
I mean,
who's going
to
do that?
I will pay to see a lot of people at the Anthem.
All right, let's go to Shane, calling from Switzerland. That's our guy. He says he's been to Burning Man 9 times. What do you got? What do you got? Herpes?
Hey, man, let me tell you. I know you're knocking it, but unless you ain't been, man, it's a life-changing experience. And my mom is the last hippie on this planet still today, but it is a life-changing. You don't need money. Everything there is a bartering system. There's no food out there, so people make their own. It's
sounds
run
great.
By other people. But it's great. Look. You'd be surprised, man, and don't knock unless you try it. I mean, that's a fact, but you would have a blast out there.
Hey, I've knocked plenty of stuff that I haven't tried over the years.
Not in a dust storm, I know that.
JP. Hey, I don't know about JP, but I think Cakes, you'd fit in. You would be like the king of Burning Man, my man.
I don't know about that.
They would love Cakes out there.
Yeah, Shane, did they
have... What am I going to barter?
They probably love Amy more than Cakes.
Shane,
well,
did you...
You know what? There are, like you just said, those tents do exist. There is a lot of stuff that goes on out
there. Did you go in there?
Look, you got 80,000 people. It's a city. And for once a year, it's a city out there, and it is, you know, unfortunately, they got these, the windstorms as part of it.
But, I would argue it's something that rhymes with city.
Yeah. Did you go, did you have sex at Burning Man?
Look, I cannot say or deny
that's
that.
A yes. That's a yes.
Look, all I know is this. You have a blast out there, and all I got to say is if you're going out there, you got to make sure you jimmy up. That's all I'm saying.
Is that the primary reason why you're going?
No, yeah, I want
to
ask him, like, what are you doing out there?
So that's nothing my style. That's nothing my best friend was like, Shane, if you want to try something, you travel the world. Here's what do. Come here. I live out here. Give it a try. So I tried the first time, and, man, I was hooked. Shane, and that's not my cup of tea. It's fantastic, you know. And you see athletes out there, too. Don't get it twisted. I've seen a lot of athletes
Shane,
out there.
What do you do are you doing out there? Give us your day besides pwning in the orgy.
Yeah, I know they light some symbolic thing on fire at the end. But, like, I don't know what
they do. So they do. It's a lot of light shows. I tell you what, it's what light cakes. It's like going to a Pink Floyd concert. If you ever been to, the Wall Tour, I'm sure you have.
I know what you mean.
But the light shows are great. Everything is great out there. I mean, the people there are the most friendly. Of course, you got knuckleheads out there just like anybody else. But it's a peace-loving environment, and it's just free will, man. And it could be a show, but it's one of those lifetime experiences you got to go at least once. You got to go.
All right.
Well, I know none of us are going to go.
Why don't we send Mar? Mar, would you go there?
Yeah.
Hey, Lurch, you need to get out there. You need to get your big ass out there and have some fun, man.
those days are done, bro.
You need to leave. But the thing about it is you got to leave Ashburn.
That's the issue.
Thank you, Shane. We could send Mike.
I got to get on a plane.
Mark, why don't you go?
He can barter in smelling salts.
I mean, you going out there with your boys?
I'm going to the Strip. I looked it up because I was like, you know, maybe I'd be down.
Yeah.
It's 8 hours from the Strip. That's way too far. If I'm going out that far, I'm going to be at Caesar's Palace.
It's still in Nevada, and it's eight hours away from Las Vegas?
Yeah, it said it was like the something Black Desert, 8 hours away.
Mm. It sounds like a freaking nightmare.
It's a long way away.
I mean, it's in the boonies. It's in the middle of nowhere.
And Nevada's pretty big.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Do you think you could partake, though? What, if you were hammered, you go into the orgy dome and partake?
Nah, I'm good on the orgy tent. That sounds trifling.
Right? Doesn't that sound trifling?
I'm reading this thread where this person's a first-time Burning Man goer, and then they're talking about the orgy tents, and they say, like, you got to, like, bring your own wipes. You got to bring your own condoms. You got to bring your own dental dam.
Oh my god!
I'm 1,000 miles out. Thank you.
They say they recommend you don't use your hands for certain things because the fingernails are super long and your hands are dirty.
Oh, so gross! The whole thing's so disgusting. It's honestly repulsive, cakes.
Yeah, I'll never go.
They do said on this thing that you have to provide your own mate. Like, you can't just, like, show up to the tent.
You can't just meet someone.
Yeah, you don't just show up to the tent and then, like they like say, all right, here's your bang for the day.
Right.
You gotta go find your person out in the city, bring them to the orgy tent, and then you can
have a lot of hot
sex with air conditioning.
I mean, honestly, it sounds disgusting. Sex with a bunch of gross, dirty strangers.
Right, and that guy says you got to do anything in life, you got to go out to the freaking dust storm.
Yeah.
Did you see the videos of the storm coming through? I think it was Phoenix.
I saw it going through Burning Man.
Not the Burning Man site.
It's probably the same storm, or same system.
You couldn't even see 5 feet in front of you.
Yeah. Phoenix sounds like a lot of fun. 118 degrees and dust storms everywhere.
They said if you like dipped your feet into water and cleaned off your feet, you would look like a Greek god because everyone's so dirty there.
So gross.
So far out on Burning Man.
Yep. Out
water.
On that. Anything else? Oh, last but not least, you know, we talked about the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce engagement. Apparently, according to the father, the couple actually got engaged almost 2 weeks ago. So I'm assuming that sort of photo op setup thing, you know, they put out there with all the flowers and everything else. Right. It looks like she got a big ass rock. You say that?
I think it was like 8 carats.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of carats.
$500,000.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
$550,000.
That sounds cheap. It probably has a bunch of scratches in there.
Yeah, hurting, yeah, hurting, imperfect.
Yeah, scratch hurting, dent. Imperfect one. They got scratch,
you know,
dent.
You know, he got a lab grown 8-carat
diamond. Yeah, he did. Yeah, you might have.
So there you go, Cakes. We entertained you.
You did entertain me.
Yeah, thank you.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in from Switzerland or anywhere else in the world. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.